/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
You're listening to the
ABC
Talk
News.
Of Green Bay.
I'm WGBW 1590 AM
Denmark. WGYCR City Green Bay. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Yes.
Silicon Valley Bank was seized by government regulators a week ago. Signature Bank collapsed just days later, and this week 11 of the nation's biggest banks tossed First Republic a $30 billion financial lifeline so it doesn't fail. The Fed meets next week. It's expected to call for another interest rate hike as it tries to bring inflation under control. The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for alleged war crimes. It accuses him and other Russians of abducting Ukrainian children and taking them to Russia. Protesters in Paris threw firecrackers at riot police, angry over President Macron's plan to raise the retirement age to 64. Another upset at the big dance. 16th-ranked Fairleigh Dickinson knocked off top-ranked Purdue. This is ABC News. Accusing North Korea.
Alleging North Korean human rights abuses for its missile program.
Forced and exploited labor, both domestically and overseas, support this unlawful and threatening program.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield at the U.N. Security Council also citing
food distribution policies that favor the military and lead to chronic malnourishment.
Also detentions and kidnappings, says the U.S. diplomat. North Korea's said criticism is a pretext for trying to overthrow its government. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Taylor Swift's concert tour is underway. Remember the one that triggered outrage over Ticketmaster's pricing policies? Well, The Cure is also on tour, and it deliberately avoided Ticketmaster's dynamic pricing plan, insisting on selling $20 tickets to their shows. Then Ticketmaster added over $27 in fees for each $20 ticket. After pushback, Ticketmaster's agreed to refund $10 to those $20 ticket holders. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're gonna amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood, replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer.